The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
נדרים דף עין תת. Today's דף is מיסטור לנשמת רבי אברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן, אמן. ומור זקני רבי יוסף בן שרה. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן, אמן. רפואה שלמה, יוסף בן שלמה בן מרים, משה בן דינה, שרה רוחמה בת רחל, שרה בת רחל. And also רפואה שלמה... חנה אתל בת שינה אין הרפן להם אין הרפן להם אין הרפן להם פתר נפש פתר גוף פתר כרבו ושני עשו ונאמר אמן בגן תלעיז דף עין חית עמוד בית and we are starting 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down אמר בחנינה נולו השותק על מנת למקט. Now, we know the law that if a husband hears a neder, right, and a day hears the neder, he doesn't say anything, and then the night comes, so his shetika is considered like a kiyum, and therefore the neder is hal, right? The neder now is in existence. Now we discuss a guy, a husband, that he kept quiet, but not with intention to mekayim the neder. He kept quiet, they call it lemekat. What is lemekat? It is like to spite the husband, the wife, which means to give her some sa'ar, which means
silent treatment.
He wants to give his wife the impression as if he's going to mekayim the neder, but he doesn't really want to mekayim the neder. He just wants to, you know, needle his wife. He's not going to say nothing, as if like she threatened him, so to speak, and she's making such a neder. He kept quiet. He's as if he want to make such a neder. No problem. But in his brain, he doesn't want to keep, he's just doing it limekat, and the day passed. So the she'ela is such a silence, is it considered a kiyum or not? That's called limekat, in spite. Okay? Look at the Iran, just to get the lesson. Amar Rabbi Yohanan has shotek al menat limekat. Kedeh lehaknit ishto. Now it's a needle his wife. Shetehe sivura shedato lekayim nidra. He wanted to think that he wants to make kiyum. Later on, he's going to make kafara. So the kafara says this. The clock does not start. He's able to be mefer even 10 days later. Which means since his silence is not a real silence, it's a silence with an intent behind it. Therefore, the day passed, so what? He goes even up till 10 days. Which means he has until he wants to be mefir. Mativ Rava, so Rava's hold it. Now you teach me a big hadush now. Which means now you're telling me that not all shittikot are equal. Yeah, there's a shittika that's mekayim, and there's a shittika that's the clock didn't start yet. So the Gemara says, Mativ Rava. Ematai amru metaba'al nitrokna reshut le'av. Remember we learned many times already that when the na'aram orasa. Now you have a joint in the Na'ara Morasaz Nidarim. You have the father and the Baal, right? If the Baal dies, so we said all the power goes back to the father. In certain cases, however. In what cases did we say Nitrukna? Nitrukna means it was transferred to the father. In which cases do we say that? So let's closely. Bisman Shelo Shama HaBaal. It's either in the case where the husband never even heard of the Nidar, so it never even entered his
domain.
Or Sheshama V'Shatak. Or let's say he heard and kept quiet but died that day. So therefore he never really made a kiyum because he didn't live to the end of the day. Or sheshama vehefer, or better, he heard and he made hafara. So all you're missing just is the father's hafara. Now, umed babayom. But he has to die that day. Avas shama vekiyim. But let's say he heard the neder and he was mekayim. Or sheshama veshatak. Or he heard the neder and he kept quiet. Umed biyom shel acharav. And died the next day. The law is once the husband makes a kiyum, and his kiyum is hal because he died the next day. That's it. So now the neder cannot be mefer by the father. No, en yachol nefer. So Gemara says, my love b'shotek al menat lemekat. When you told me over here that the guy kept quiet and died the next day, you didn't make a chiluk with type of shetika. It's mashma, even if the guy was shotek, al-menat le-mekat, and still you tell me it's considered a kiyum. And therefore, the power does not get transferred to the father. So the guy says, I have a question. So the guy says, lo, b'shotek al-menat le-kayim. Now, I'll tell you the case was, the guy had a kavanah, shotek al-menat le-kayim. And therefore, when he dies the next day, the kiyum is a kiyum. Therefore, it doesn't go back to the father. We have that case already. One of the cases is Shama Vikiyim. Now, Shama Vikiyim means what he heard and that it was Vikiyim. Now, if you're going to tell me the case of Shitika is that he kept quiet, that's the case of Shama Vikiyim. So, therefore, you have to tell me that the Shitika case is different, is a new scenario. What's a new scenario? Shama Almenat Lemekat. That he heard it and his intention was to needle, and still you're telling me if he died the next day, then it is mikuyam. See, the Braita gave several cases where the husband, the father, does not inherit the rights. Mm-hmm. One case was Shama' v'kiyim. Okay, that's mamash. Well, the husband that day heard the nedir and he was mikuyam. Now, Shama' v'kiyim also means that what? Shama', he heard the nedir, v'kiyim. How do you be mikuyam and nedir? By keeping quiet to the end of the day. Right? That also makes a kiyum. Good? So now when you tell me, oh, shama v'shatak v'mit l'machar. Well, you told me that, right? That shama v'shatak is shama v'kiyim. Ela must be shama v'shatak is the case of what? Shama v'shatak l'mekat, where he kept quiet in order to needle, and still you tell me when he dies the next day, it's considered a kiyum. Right? And therefore the father doesn't inherit. Oh, so it's a question of what you're telling me. So the Gemara says, Ela bishotek setam. Now I'll tell you the case. You know what the case is talking about? The guy kept quiet, stam. Which means he didn't have any kavanah. He didn't have kavanah to mekayim. He didn't have kavanah to mekat. He just kept quiet. He wasn't thinking of anything. So the chidush of the braita is that a stam shetika is a kiyum. Now when he dies the next day, it counts. So you have the explicit guy that's Mikayim, that's right away, it's Mikayim, out, right? Then you have a guy, Stam, he kept quiet. He didn't think too much, right? So the Hadush of it, that's also considered a
Kiyum.
Kiyum. Masha'en Ken, the case of Lemekat, you have no Dayan Lemekat. I don't know, I can tell you Lemekat, in a Chinami, the clock is still open, and therefore he's able to be in Memphis. You don't see anything in this Braita that Lemekat is considered a Kiyum. Adrabah. I can establish the cases as such. Now look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, "My lav b'shotek amenat lemekat." We thought originally when it says when the guy was shama b'shatak and then died the next day, it means even shatak amenat lemekat. The kevan de pasak metani. It just says blatant. I mean explicit. Shama b'shatak umed bayum shalav en yachod afir kol shetika b'mashma means any shetika afilu amenat lemekat alma haak shetika nami mekayemet lo b'shotek amenat lekayem adere kezal amenat lekayem shiyeh nedr mikuyam beka kolma shekimo b'libo, which means the guy made a mamash kim. Shama b'shatak means he heard it and he was shatak with kavana to be mekayem. Oh, v'haynu deparchin ani yachi haynu shama b'kayem. If you tell me Shama v'shatak is the case where he heard the nedir and shatak amenat kayim, isn't that Shama v'kiyim? Mm-hmm. It's the same case, which means, understand clearly the question. You don't have to wait till the end of the day, by the way, to mekayim a nedir. If a guy in his heart, let's say, was Shama v'shatak and was mekayim at that point,
boom,
it's hal right then. Which means if he's mekayim in his heart at that point, you don't got to wait till the end of the day. It's mekuyam in his heart right then. So you told me already, Shama v'shatak. So if you're learning the cases of regular Shama v'shatak, isn't that like Shama v'kiyim? It's the same thing. Ela must be Shama v'kiyim. It's talking about where he heard the nedir, and in his heart he was mekayim. And Shama v'shatak means amenat lemekat. And you see what? That amenat lemekat is a kiyum. Comes the Gemara and says, no, last line, Ela b'shotek setam. Shelo kamar b'libo shiyem mekuyam me'ata, ve'lo shatak gam ken amenat lemekat. Which means he was quiet. He was quiet. He didn't do it lemekat, but he didn't want to commit yet to a kiyum. And he died the next day. How do you know this? He could be, he even expressed this, by the way. Could be, he said, listen, you know, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm not needling over here. I'm not sure yet. I'm just going to, you know, be quiet over here. Then what happened? The next day he died. No. So the Hadush is, you wish your take stamp, it's Kiyum. And therefore it does not go back to the father. But you don't have any proof over here on the case of Demikat. So I'm going to go somewhere else. Mativ Rav Chazda. Chomer Behekim Mibehefer Ubehefer Mibehekim. Good. There's Chumrot on both sides. Hakamat HaNedir has Chumrot over Hafara. And Hafara has Chumrot over Hakama. But it's going to explain it now. Chomer behekem, hekem has a humra, shashitika mekayemet. Just by keeping quiet, already it's a kiyum. Ve'en shetika mevatelet, right? But his silence cannot be mevatel the neder. It's obvious, right? You have to actually explicitly mefer the neder. Right, if the guy is just quiet, like we learned, right? He's quiet in his heart, he wants a mefer. No, you can't. Quiet is humran. You didn't say anything? Kiyum. Mashet mefer, kiyum does not. Good. Now, kiyem bilibo.
Kayam.
Like we learned. If you made the kiyum even in his heart,
that's
enough. Hefer bilibo in a mufar. Hafara in his heart is not good. Now, we have to point out that's only talking when he said nothing. Because we learned on yesterday's daf that if he said a lashon, for example, his wife made a neder, I'm not eating. And he told his wife, Tli, ochel ve'ichli. Take the food and eat it. That's considered enough if with it he had a kavanah in his heart. So sometimes kavanah in the heart, fafara, is okay so long as it's coupled with a language, with a verbal. Even though it's a vague verbal, the kavanah in the heart will work with it to do. But a hafara in totality in the lev does not be good. That's a very important point. Look at the Ran on that, by the way. Look at the Ran second line. Hefer b'dibo ena mufar ad shiyosi b'svatav. V'nere'e b'anai d'yalfina la m'shitika d'yom shemo. Mr. Ran, how do you know that? How do you know that a hafara cannot be done
only
in the heart? How do you know the hafara has to be done verbally? So he says we learn it from shitika. Why? Shehi mekayemet, right? If a guy kept quiet the entire day until sunset, right? So it's mekuyam. Mm-hmm. Now, the tama mai, what's the reason why they gave you till sunset? V'yom shemo. Mishum dekevan she'abar yom shemi'a ve'lo hefer. Now, the guy didn't say anything until nightfall. Gali adate, that's already speaking. Tell me what. Shehu rotze b'kiyumo shel neder. Now, Alma, kol shebelibo lekayemo sagi. You see that what? The only reason why you need it till nightfall is because until nightfall you don't know, maybe he's still going to back out.
Okay.
But once he didn't open his mouth till nightfall, what does that show us in his heart? He wants it. But we give him the whole day to express himself. Mishum da'ad arba shimsha until nightfall. Lo mukach midi shirat zulekayim. The dilma batarachi mefela. Maybe he's gonna change his mind. So we want to give him till the nightfall. Kevad de batar da'atim belchod azin anumine dechod shkiyim bilibo kiyim la'altar. David kiilu avar yom shmi'a. Now let's point out very important thing he just said that. Let's get the mechanics of how a kiyum works. So that says you have until nightfall. I'm not talking about what. You were silent till nightfall. That already tells me very clearly
you're
not interested in hafara. Because you would have made a hafara by nightfall. And you know why? You got to give the guy till nightfall because, you know, he's thinking, he's toying back and forth, so on and so on. Once nightfall came, you didn't open your mouth. We can assume it's a kiyum. Now, let's point out, says the Ran, you could have another type of kiyum, by the way. With a guy, here's the neder at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and in his heart he says, I'm mekayeming it now. That guy, that's kiyum right away. You don't got to wait till nightfall. That's like he pushed up the clock, and he already expressed it in his heart. So that's how you know kiyum is in the lev. There's two ways to make a kiyum. Bishtika. I can just let the clock expire. So then the neder is not hal until sunset. And the logic being is that we gave you to that time, if you didn't express yourself that you want to have farad, that means you want a kiyum. Or I could push the clock backwards, so to speak, by actually, in my heart, saying, I want a kiyum this moment. Good. So he says,
V'chi ameha'ka efer b'libo en efer. Okay, now that which we said, if you do it in your heart, it's not enough. Davka delo amar la tli ichli. Right? Not so long as he didn't couple it with a language. But if he coupled it with a language, then hafara b'libo is legitimate. Now let's go back. Let's go back. Read the top line again in the Gemara. Shashitika mekayemet. V'en shetika mevatelet. Kiyem b'libo. Kiyem. Hefer b'libo. Enu mufar. Oh. Kiyem. Oh, another point. Once a person makes a kiyum, en yachol lehafer. That's it. That's exactly. You're stuck. Once you made a kiyum on the neder, it's locked in. You cannot go now, change your mind. Oh, I want to make a fara. No. However, hefer, en yachol lekayem. Okay, so both ways. Now, that's not a humrah, obviously. And the Iran points out, that's once already we're discussing the subjects, we gave an item here also that they're equal. That once you commit to one of the two items, it is what it is. Now, katani. Now, we learned, shashitika mekayemet. Now we're going back. You just told me that shitika being silent makes kiyum. My love, beshotek, amenat lemekat. But you didn't tell me what type of shitika. So maybe it's even a shitika amenat lemekat, where he's being quiet just to needle his wife, and still what are you telling me? Shitika mekayemet. So therefore you see that what? That amenat lemekat is still a kiyum. No, beshotek amenat lekayem. I'll tell you the case talking about where he had a shitika with intention to be kayam the neder. His intention was to do the neder. That's why it's kayam. So give us what you mean. Hainu kiyem bilibo kiyem. Which means that's the second case. Kiyem bilibo. Which means the first case says shitika mekayemet. Right? Then we have another case. Kiyem bilibo kayam. Now, you got to give me two cases here, by the way.
It's the same so far.
Kiyem bilibo means, I'll tell you, the guy was mekayem in his heart, he was shotek, he was mekayem in his heart. Good. Now, what's shitika mekayemet? You got to give me a new case. So I tell you, now what shitika mekayemet means? Shitika mekayemet means he was shotek amenat lemekat. Now, you justify the two cases of the writer. Ela b'shotek setam. I am about to go back to the old answer.
Okay.
One case is talking, shitika mekayemet means he kept quiet, stam. And what's the Hiddush over here? That a stam shetika is a kiyum. And the next case is kiyim b'libo, means, oh, he actually was b'kayim in his heart. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he said in his heart, I want it to be al. So they're both cases. We didn't touch the limekat case.
Right, yet.
You see basically the skeleton we're doing over here? We're always thinking that the limekat case is one of the cases of kiyum. Mm-hmm. And we're backing out of it by putting the case of stam. That's the root. Oh, now the Gemara goes. It's like this. Ashkechan chomer behekem behefer. You just told me the cases where hafara, where hakama is more mahmir than hafara. Behefer behekem minalan. What's the opposite? Where do you see the chumrah of hafara over hakama? Now that word minalan is not a precise language. Minalan usually looking for a pasuk. It's really like, what is it? What's the case? Amar b'yuhanan, nish'alin ala hekem, ve'en nish'alin ala hefer. Which means, once you make a hefer, the neder is off. You cannot go to a rabbi after you made hafara and make she'elah on your hafara. Mm-hmm. Nothing here to make, it's gone. But she'en ken, if a guy made a hakama, he could make she'ela on his hakama.
Right.
Let's point out. While he would not be able to change his mind alone, like we learned earlier, once you make hakama, you cannot say, hafara. But she'elat hakam by hakama is mutar, where she'elat hakam by hafara is not. So that's the chumrah. Good. We continue. Mativ Ravkana. We're still challenging this lemekat case. Lemekat. You told me that that's not considered a shetika, that you still have 10 days to make a farah. We're going to challenge it now. Mativ Ravkana. Pasuk from the Torah. V'maharish yaharish la isha. Okay, this is talking about on the day that the husband heard the neder. Harish yaharish, he kept quiet. So what do we say? Then the neder is mekuyam. Yeah, you want to see the whole pasuk? It says, "V'imaharesh yaharish la'isha miyom el yom, v'hekim et kol edareha, ot kol esareha asher asera asher aleha, hekim otam." They're considered mekuyam ki yaharish la biyom shemo. Okay, so long as he kept quiet at the end of the day, biyom shemo hal. Beshotek al menat lemekata ketub medaber.
Oh,
Kibra comes along and says, "You know what that pasuk is when he kept quiet? Al menat lemekat." Well, he did it, he was quiet, but he did it together, to fool her, to think that. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, and what's the point? And you tell me that the neder is kayam. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe the case is a regular case where the guy was shotek, al menat lekayem the neder, a regular case. It was covered, I was lekayem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So comes the Gemara and says, "Kishu omer ki heherish la," which is at the end of that pasuk, "Hare b'shotek al menat lekayem akatuv medaber." Already we have a case of shotek al menat lekayem at the end of the pasuk, because it says three times in this pasuk. It says, "V'ima harish ya harish la isha miyom el yom." Then at the end of the pasuk it says, "Hekim ota ki heherish la miyom shavo." So the case of a guy being quiet, lekayem, I know that from the end of the pasuk. Hama ani mikayim maharish yaharish la isha. So what I do at the beginning of the pasuk, beshotek amenat lemekata ketub medaber. Tiyufta. Refutation, which means, I have two same words, I actually have three same words, which we'll see in a second, but let's assume it's two words, in the same pasuk. Beginning of maharish yaharish la, and then at the end it says, heharish la. So, okay. Well, one of them means Yaharish La. Stop, right? This guy kept quiet. Sunset came. And that's it. You lost your ability to be Mefer. Good. And what's the first Yaharish I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, must be talking about another case of Shetika. We have the regular case of Shetika, so I must be talking about a case of Lemekat. Oh, and what are you telling me? That if the guy was Shotek Lemekat and the sunset came, Hekim. Oh, so you see from the Pasuk now, that even though the guy had intentions limekat, still the neder is
hal.
So wait, based on what we're learning till now, we always have that pattern answer. Maybe the extra harish is talking about stam,
right?
Which means maybe the last the harish is talking about where he kept quiet to mekayim. Good. The first the harish is talking about what he kept quiet stam, which means he didn't commit to anything, right? Then the day passed. And the Hadush of Torah is even a stam shetika is hal. Oh, so then we have no raya for mekat. The Gemara is going to answer that question. You actually have three aharishes over here. You have im aharish, yaharish, and then at the end, ki yaharish la. So one is talking about a regular shetika, one is talking about shetika and setam, and one is talking about amenat lemekat. And all the pasuk says what? Kiyum. Therefore, knock out the lo, you have a bifiru. So let's read that inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Vilokim ha-bishotek amenat lekayim. Which means, why don't you say that one pasuk is talking about amenat lekayim, and ha-bishotek setam. And the other one is talking about shotek setam, and you have no proof lemekat. Says there's a third pasuk there. There's a third one. So then, put them all in there. Put setam in there. Put shotek in there, and put the mekat in there as well. Okay, now look at the ran. Just one ran, very important ran here. Kishu omer ki yaharish laharib b'shotek amrat lekayim. Amrat lekayim lahar zeman. Shedato sheyitkayim kishiyavol yom shemi'ah. אבל אין דעתו שיהיה מקוים בשתיקה זו, דייך איך ימצאים מפר בכל יום שמיעה, ולא יודע מהי שותה כמרה לקיים דהך, אלא נו
שותה. The Ram points out just a very important note over here. He comes along and says like this. Whenever it says in the Gemara, שותה כמרה לקיים, there's two ways of learning that terminology, שותה כמרה לקיים.
Yeah, in his heart he already said, I accept.
Now,
which means 2 o'clock.
Either he said, שותה כמרה לקיים, he wants it to happen immediately, or shotek amenat lekayim, he kept quiet until sunset. So that I'm just saying, you have to, whenever you see that terminology, shotek amenat lekayim, you got to go with the context where we're talking. In this pasuk, for example, imaharesh taharishi, right? Biyom shamos, and we're saying it's shotek amenat lekayim is one of the cases. It means he shotek amenat lekayim until sunset, because the pasuk is really teaching me
that until such he has the ability to be mefer. If he was shotek on the kayem immediately, he doesn't have to such it to be mefer. Already it is locked in. So therefore, you just have to know in the context of when you're reading, when it says, again, shotek amana al-kayem, give me one of two cases. Either it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, shotek amana al-kayem akshav. Now once he does it akshav, there's no mahafana for that guy. Or no, shotek amana al-kayem when sunset hits. Now to that guy, he has to sunset to make hafana. That I'm just speaking at in this pasuk, it's referring to the second type of shitti kamana al-kayem, because the Torah is telling you he has until sunset. That means he has hafana until sunset. That means he has al kayem until the end of the day. That's what the Ran is speaking of. Bottom line, we knocked it out. Therefore, if a guy makes a lady makes a neder, the husband says, you know what, I'm going to trick my wife a little over here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep quiet. Silent treatment. She'll think the neder is kayam. Next day comes, it is kayam. The husband loses his rights to make hafana, and we're supporting it from a pasuk. Now, l'chaura, the Gemara should finish over to yufta. We knocked it out. The Gemara over here, interestingly, is giving another tiyufta. It's going to be another knockout. Now, normally, once you get a tiyufta, it's over. So the Ran says that the reason why he's bringing another tiyufta is like this. Just in case somebody will have an answer to the first knockout, no, you got another knockout right behind it. So therefore, it's giving you a double tiyufta. So the Gemara says now, with the second one, Mativ Rava, right? Rava comes along as this question. From our Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago. Nadra im hashecha. Great. You have a case of a lady, it's Motzei Shabbat. Mm-hmm. Okay, she made the neder right before hashecha, right one before minute. Sunset, right? Mefer la ad shelo hashecha. Right, he's got to get his hafara in there before the night comes. Why? She'im lo hefer v'hashecha, because if he didn't make hafara and then the night came,
game over.
Enu yachod hefer. That's it, it's too late, he misses it. Oh, Amai, why are you telling me that? Leve keshotek amenat lemekat. The case shouldn't be worse than a case of shotek amenat lemekat tiyufta. What is he talking? Let's read the Ran. Look at the Ran, first white line. Matif Ravan, Nadraim Hashecha, Falgadi Totav Hadazimna. Even though we knocked them out once. Modvina na aleh too. We're going to give a second question. Venafka mina. Di imash ki'inam piruka ba'id al-ayl. If somebody finds an answer to the first knockout, Akati avi hakti yuta. You still have the second one alive. Okay. She'im lo hefer. If you got to make hafara b'hashecha. Ina kol hefer. Ta'ma yehiv demayit mefirim b'shabbat. Afilu shelo letzorek ha-shabbat. Lefi shasha overet. Remember we learned that when this lady makes this nidir close to sunset, that's obviously not a Shabbat nidir. Because what is she making a nidir right before the end of Shabbat? That she's not going to eat? There's no eating it right before the Shabbat. She's not going to put on makeup or jewelry. It's obviously not a Shabbat-related nidir. Because the Shabbat's over. Yeah. And what do you learn from this Mishnah? That when it comes to hafara of the husband, even items that are not Shabbat-related, he's able to be mefer. And what was the logic? The logic was, because if he doesn't mefer now, it's over. He's stuck. So therefore, we give him the right to be fit, even the darim that are shelo letzorech
Shabbat.
Next round, Gemara says ve'amai. What are you telling me? Why? Leve, let the guy be not worse than a shotek amenat lemekat. Now de'i amar b'shotek amenat lemekat matzim mefar. If you're going to tell me that what a shotek amenat lemekat can be kafara later on. Because his kavanah really was not to be kayim the neder, because sheken diavi amru rabbanan de'eno mefer nedarim she'eno letzorek haShabbat davi matzil mefer mishachshecha deha mai deshatik b'shvat la b'shum kiyum lepdei shelo ayeh yachol lefer. Which means, if the rabbis would tell this guy that what you're not allowed to make hafara on Shabbat for nedarim that are not
related
to Shabbat. If they would tell that guy that, right? So now the guy is stuck. He's being quiet, right? He has no choice. But in his mind, he really wants to be mefer, which means he's not worse than a guy that's aminat lemekat. What's the logic of the guy lemekat? What's the logic why you say the nedar is still open? Because the guy, he don't mean it. He don't want to be mefer the neder over there, right? So therefore, he doesn't want to be kayem the neder. He wants to eventually be mefer. So therefore, so the same thing over here. In this Mishnah, would you tell me? You told me, hey, listen, this guy before Shabbat over here, we're gonna let you make a hafara nedarim. You know why?
Because if you don't make a Kafarat Nedarim, you're going to lose it. Why is he going to lose it?
He doesn't want it.
Let the rabbis tell him, you know what? There's not Surah Shabbat of it. You can't do it. Now, the guy's going to be quiet, obviously, right? Now, that guy's silence. Why is he silent?
Because he can't.
He's silent because the rabbi silenced him, but he doesn't really
want to be silenced.
He doesn't want to be. He really wants to be Mefed and Eder. So therefore, this guy, which is why did the rabbis?
Great.
So it's a very nice proof. Why did the rabbis give the guy Hafara rights? Mishnah tells us, you know why he gave him Hafara rights?
Because otherwise,
because if he's going to wait until sunset, he's out. Why? Why is he out, rabbis? I go the other way. I say, you know what? Don't give him rights. Tell him you can't be Mefed on Shabbat. So the guy's going to what? Be quiet. But why is he being quiet?
He has no choice.
Because he has no choice. It means he's really, he doesn't want to be
Mekayem.
Therefore, when sunset comes, he could still go. It shouldn't be worse than Mekat.
Right.
Yeah. But from the fact that the rabbi didn't give him that option,
shows you.
They must hold, hey, once you're quiet for any reason,
sunset comes,
you're out. Man. Therefore, we got to give you the hetet to make a farah on Shabbat. That's the raya, that the Mekat is Mekuyam. So that the Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta. That's an agah punch as well. Can we give a third one? Mativ Rav Asher. Rav Asher comes along and gives another question on this. Yodeya ani sheyesh nedarim. Guy comes along, husband. Says, listen, I know my wife has nedarim on her. I know this. She made nedarim. I'm aware of them. Aval eni yodeya sheyesh mefirin. He said, but I never knew there's a law of hafara. I was not aware that I have rights to be mefer. I didn't learn the halakha. Nobody taught me. So the deen is yafir. On the day that he finds out the halakha, now you start the clock. Which is the clock of Yom Shemo'ah doesn't start until he knows that he has an ability.
Right.
But if the guy don't know he has an ability to be fair darim, it doesn't start. Which is a year later. Right? He comes to Shi'ur, he learns that Baal's Mefer. Well, Baal's Mefer?
Phenomenal.
I didn't know that. Okay, boom, the clock starts. He has till sunset to work on those nedarim.
Yeah.
Okay. Yodeya ani sheyesh mefidin. He says, listen, I know that there's law of hafara. I'm aware of that. Aval eni yodeya shezeh neded. But I didn't know that the ned, and I knew she made a neder, by the way. I just didn't know that this neder qualifies for hafara, because as we're going to learn, not every neder that a wife makes can the husband be mefer. He says, I know the law of hafara, and I knew she made it. I just didn't know that this item, this neder, is in the category of hafara. Mahloket. The Bimir Omer lo yafir. Bimir says, you missed it. You're too late. You knew enough. You knew about a neder. You knew about hafara. You're out. Hachemim omrim yafir. Hachem come and say, you know what? You can still make hafara. Oh, ve'amai. Why? Leve kishotek amenat lemekat. Shouldn't be worse than shotek amenat lemekat. What's the proof? Ran. Look at the Ran. Let's start from Matif. Right where we left off. Matif, Rav Asher. Yodeya ani sheyesh nedarim. Shenedarim, shenadra, ishti, avu nedarim.
Okay,
I know. אבל אין לי יודע שיש מפירים.
I didn't like it.
ביום ששמעתי, לא הייתי יודע שהבעל יכול להפר נדרי ishti כלל.
Fine.
יפר. בתוך אותו יום שלמד שהבעל יכול להפר דהו יומה הביא ללידי יום שמיעה that's considered יום שמיעה אבל עד השתה לא זה לא מקרי יום שמיעה אלא כשיודע דיני ההפרה very important the clock doesn't start till the guy knows the laws of הפרה good אבל איני יודע שזה נדר he's I know the laws of הפרה I don't know this qualifies meaning שזה מן הנדרים שבא על יחו, שבא מפר. רבי מאיר אומר, לא יפר. אחר יום שמיעה, כיוון שיודע הוא שבא מפר, זה אשתו מקרי יום שמיעה. Sorry, you knew the law of הפרה. You heard a neder. Sorry, you didn't know about this neder. If that's qualified, you're out. וחמים אומרים, יפר. וכיוון שלא ידע הפרה, neder, you didn't know that this neder falls into the category, לא מקרי יום שמיעה. But that's the facts now. Now let's apply lemekat sevara over here. Vimita de shotek amirat lemekat mefer. And if you tell me that amirat lemekat is still old, he's still alive, which means you can still have a farah. Amai omer, Rabbi Meir lo yafer. Why is Rabbi Meir coming to tell me lo yafer? Deha iu lo shatak ela mishum shelo haya yodeya shiyachol lafer. So why did the guy keep quiet? Because he didn't know that it could be, but it wasn't a quiet of kavanah to be. So therefore, it shouldn't be worse, his quietness, than a guy that's quiet, lemekat, where he doesn't have intention to be mefer. So therefore, you see what? From the fact that he says, lo yafer, because you were quiet, bottom line, on that day. You were quiet on that day. It's not like, it's not different than lemekat, bottom line. Therefore, it's mekuyam. Again, go with the logic. If you held lemekat, what's the sefer of lemekat? I'm fooling her. I don't mean to do it. This guy's not worse than that. This guy over here, if anything, he's better. He didn't know. He didn't know. I'm being quiet. Don't interpret my quietness that I want to be a kid. I don't even know that I was able to be a kid, so it shouldn't be worse. But from the fact that he's telling, I don't care. You're stuck. You were quiet. You're out. Now the nine takes it even a step further. Don't think the question is only according to Rabbi Meir. Even Alibad and Abbanan. Because they said what? Yafir. They still say, you're in the game. He says, "Val korach lo pedik in aparad de bimir ela mishum desviru de lo avya shemia." The rabbis are only arguing on the bimir in the sevara that we consider this not shemia, which is we don't consider it yom shemo, and therefore the clock did not start yet. That's the argument between Rabbanan and bimir in this case. Why did Rabbanan say it can be mefer? Because they say, so long as you didn't know that this neder is subject to hafara, it's like you didn't hear yet.
Aval,
you have your shemia, but if it would be a shemia, module de lo yafir. They agree also that if it would be considered a shemia, his silence is mekim.
Yeah.
They're just saying the clock didn't start yet.
Okay.
So then even the Rabbanan holds what? A silence is a hekim. Ela, ela vaday mashma deshotek amenat lemekat lamatze mefer. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Teyufta, that's the third knockout on that subject. Therefore the Ran concludes, Ilkach, Naktina Deshotek Al Menat Lemekat Kistam. And just like Stam Shetika is Kiyum, Velo Matzeh Mefir Ela B'Yom Shemi'ah. Right? You only have till that day. Bilvad Deshotek Al Menat Lekayem Le'Altan. Of course, if he does it immediately, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Shuv Inu Yachol Afir Afilu, Bo B'Yom Adran Alach Ne'aram Orasa. We begin the 11th and final perek of Masechet Nedarim. Ve'elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. We now discuss what type of Nedarim can be husband Mefer, nullify for his wife, which means not every Neder is subject to Hafara. The Mishnah is going to tell us which indeed Nedarim are subject to Hafara. Ve'elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer Devarim. Sheyesh bahem inui nefesh. Things that are subject to inui nefesh, which means where it causes her tsar. The Gemara is going to explain what type of things would that be. For example, let's say she says she's not going to eat something, or she's not going to drink, and things like that that would cause her pain. So things like that that are inui nefesh are subject to hafara. Furthermore, the Ran points out things that are beno lebena, private things that affect the husband, interpersonal things between the husband and the wife, that also is subject to hafara. The Ram points out, first one, ve'elu nedarim shu mefer, shabam mefer, v'chen ha'av mefer debito. Furthermore, father can be mefer the same nedarim for his daughter. She'esh b'me'enu nefesh, v'farish b'gemara du'adin de mefer nami devarim shebeno lebena, el denakat hani lefi shehu mefer otan legamri. Like we're going to see in the Gemara, that inui nefesh type of nedarim, he's able to be mefer them in totality. Ben la'atzmo ben la'ahirim. We'll see what those words mean when we get to the Gemara. What does it mean? Ben la'atzmo ben la'ahirim. Ma she'en kim edvarim shebeno lebena, she'enu mefer la'ahirim el la'atzmo. But things that are beno lebena, things that are between the husband and wife, you have a limited amount of hafara, right? And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. So comes the, that is an interesting Rambam over here. The Rambam over here has a shita that says the father is able to be mefer all of the nedarim of his daughter. He does not make a chiluk between whether it's devarim beno lebena, devarim of inui nefesh, all nedarim that a daughter makes, the father is able to be mefer. Now, the problem is they asked the Rambam, how can he posek like this? Because there is a Sifri. What does the Sifri say? The Sifri says like this. that the koa hafara shel baal benedre ishto mugbal lenedarim sheyesh b'menu nefesh hafara ta'av lebito gamken mugbal lenedarim misug zeh.
Which means just like the father, the husband can only be mefer enu nefesh, so to the father, just like the husband can only be mefer enu nefesh, the father also enu nefesh. Not only darim, but the Rambam says only darim. They asked the Rambam a question. Rabbi, what do you do with the sifri? So the Rambam says, well, first of all, our Babli does not bring that sivara down. And from the fact that the Babli didn't bring it down, it's arguing on the sifri. It must be the sifri is a da'at, yahid. And therefore, the halakha, the Rambam is posek against all the rishonim and says a father can be mefir all the nedarim of his daughter, but agrees when it comes to the husband, only nedarim of inui and nedarim shebeno. They've been a very famous opinion of the Rambam. So again, ve'elu devarim shehu mefer, devarim sheyesh bain anu nefesh. Im erhas ve'im lo erhas. For example, she says, if I wash, if I don't wash. The Gemara will explain, why did she say it that way? If I wash, if I don't wash. Im et kashet ve'im lo et kashet. If I put on makeup, if I don't put on makeup. Now, the Ran points out over here, when we're talking about makeup, we make up on the face. Makeup on the face, the Ran says, kishuta payim, kegon, kechol upikos. That's regular cosmetics. The rabbis hold that if she says she's not going to put on makeup, that's considered like an inui nefesh. It's like a, causing her pain to herself. But there's kishut shel mata. Kishut shel mata is if she's going to take off hair, the panim shel mata, that's considered a kishut as well, but that's beno lebena. That's not a considered a nui nefesh. That's considered beno lebena. That's what the Ran has to point out. We're talking about kishut shel paneha shel ma'ala. Okay. In any event, the Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yosef says no. En elu nidre einu nefesh. The items you just mentioned, meaning if I shower, if I don't shower, if I put on makeup, if I don't put on makeup, that's not considered a nui nefesh. Ela, what are those nedarim called? That's called devarim shebeno lebena. Ve'elu hen nedre einu nefesh. So, Rabbi Yosef, these are items that qualify for einu nefesh. Amra, she said, kunam perot ha'olam alai. She's osed herself all perot of the entire world. Now that's inu nefesh. Hareze yachod lefer. The husband has rights to be mefer that because there's no way out of that. And it's very difficult. She's going to go a whole life not eating any type of fruit. However, if she says perot medina zu alai, let's say she says, no, I'm only osering fruit from this country on me. No problem. Yavila me medina ahiret. So let him bring fruit from a different place that's not considered inu nefesh. Because since she can get fruit from a different medina. Or let's say she says like this, perot henvani ze'alei. I'm not eating fruit from this shopkeeper, from this fruit store. Enu yachol lafer. He can't be fed either, because let her go get fruit from a, bring her fruit from a different fruit store. However, ve'im lo haita panasato ela mimenu. But let's say that's the only fruit store that gives him credit. So therefore, it's the only place where he can shop. So he's not going to get her fruit from anywhere else. So therefore, when she says this, that I'm not going to this store, that's enu nefesh. Harez a yafir. Yafir, he can make up for that. Devrei Rabbi Yosef. Now let's go back to the case. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Number one, how many times you have to say Rabbi Yosef? The top line of the Mishnah says Rabbi Yosef Omed, and the end says Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Furthermore, we have to understand the case where she says, I'm not going to eat fruit in the Medina. It cannot be talking about the Medina that they're living in. Because if she's making an Isur that she's not going to eat fruit in the Medina that they're living in, so that's Inui Nefesh. You're not going to make the husband go get a fruit from a different country? And they have to say that she was Osir fruit from a different country. And therefore, he can get her fruit from the country that they are living in. So therefore, that's not considered Inui Nefesh. That's the way the Ran speaks up. Okay, now the Gemara begins. Nedre Inui Nefesh. Hu de Mefer. Oh, so it's only Nedarim that have Inui Nefesh. Those are the Nedarim that he can be Mefer. She'em b'em Inui Nefesh. Inu Mefer. So if there's no Inui Nefesh, means she's not causing herself any suffering, then you cannot be Mefer. What are you talking about? Hatanya ben ish le ishto, ben av le bito. What do we learn from the words ben ish le ishto? That even things that are not necessarily suffering to her, but things that are interpersonal between the husband and the wife, he has the right to be mefer those nedarim as well. So basically, there's two types of nedarim. So why did the Mishnah only say nedre inui nefesh? There's another section called beno lebena. So Gemara says, Amre, halen vehalen mefer. You're right. Both types of nedarim, he's able to be mefer. Miu, einui nefesh mefer le'olam. Which means any type of neder. That's einui nefesh. When he makes hafara, it is mufar le'olam forever. what does it mean forever? Which is even after they get divorced. You're right. Even they get divorced, doesn't matter. The hafara remains intact. Oh, but if there's no inu nefesh, means it's the varim shebro. I mean, things that affect him. It's only considered hafara as long as they're married. But listen to this. Once he gets divorced, it's not bin or the bin anymore. It's not his wife. Therefore, hayil ala nidra. The nidra comes back on her. So therefore, there's a tremendous stuff coming out between inu nefesh and Bero de Bina. Keep in mind, there's only a Havamina. The Gemara is going to reject this. But in the Havamina, the Gemara is saying what? Einui nefesh, it's conclusive. Hafara never comes back on. Bero de Bina, so long as they're married. Once they get divorced, boom, the neder comes right back on her. Now, the Gemara speaks this out. Bedvarim shebero de Bina, she'im behim einui nefesh. But that's talking about Dvarim shebero de Bina, where there's no einui nefesh. Aval, yesh behim einui nefesh, lo hayil ale nidra. The neder is not hal on her. At all. Also comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? V'devarim, she'em behem einui nefesh ki gemegaresh la, hayla ala? Are you telling me that devarim she'beno lebena, that you're telling me that when she gets divorced, the neder comes back on? Is that possible? Why, v'atinan, we have a Mishnah, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri Omer, yefer, she'me yigarshena v'tehe asura lo. Gemara says the name of Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. A very interesting halakha. Advice. A person's married to a lady. What do we tell the guy? Listen, make hafara nedarim on her nedarim. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe you're going to get divorced to her and she's going to become asur to you again to remarry. What's the case we're talking about? We're discussing a case over here where a lady, let's say, comes along and says, I am not going to serve you. I'm forbidding myself to serve you. Hakamim come along and say, you don't even have to mefer that neder. Because bottom line, she's mishubat to the husband, like we know the Masikat Ketubot, certain services, and therefore you cannot osir bekunam, something that is a shi'bud. However, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri says, yefer. He has to make hafara on that neder as well. And as the Ran speaks out, shim lo yefer, that's what he says. If he's not going to make hafara, yahula neder kishi garshena. You're right, when they're married, the neder has no halut. Because bottom line, she's mishubad. But when is the neder going to be hal? After they, in the event that they get divorced, now the neder is to be hal that she's not going to serve him. Now he'll never be able to marry her back, because how could you marry a lady? Automatically she's going to serve you. So therefore, the Yohanan ben Nuri gives advice. Listen, if she makes such a neder, make a hafara. Not for now. But in the event that you're going to get divorced, that neder is going to be, if you don't make hafara, the neder is going to be hal. So comes the Ran and says, Alma ki mefela mi'ikara. What do you see from here? Doesn't come back. Very good. That's a question. Which means it's a ben-o le-bena item. These are items that affect the husband. So what do we say? Mefer. Why mefer? Because in the event that they get divorced, what's going to happen? The neder will be off if we can remarry her. Mashma wa? That even ben-o le-bena items, in the event of a divorce, they go off. But you just told me, beno le beno items, after they get divorced, comes back. So we're rejecting that whole line of reasoning. The Gemara gives now a new mehalach. The Gemara says, Alma, what's the question? Ki migaresh la umefer la me'ikara havya hafara. Which means, when he divorces her, and he made the hafara me'ikara, it is considered a hafara. It doesn't come back. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amre. Halen. Vehalen havya hafara. Both cases, the hafara is conclusive. Einui nefesh, beno lebena. The hafara is not only now, but even after the divorce. The hafara is hal. Doesn't come back. In both cases. Ela nidre, einui nefesh. But there's a difference. When it comes to einui nefesh, types of nedarim, mefer, ben le'atzmo, uben le'achirim. Which means like this. What is la'atzmo and la'achirim now? Now we explain this concept. Guy gets divorced. So long as she doesn't get remarried to somebody else, she can always go back to the first husband. Yes? Once she gets married to somebody else, he cannot now take her back. So the law of einui nefesh is like this. Let's say she made some sort of neder, she's not going to do something, she's not going to eat fruit, let's say, quote everybody, not going to eat fruit, the whole world. So the guy can make hafara, right? Now they get divorced. The hafara remains. That's ben la'atzmo. Because he could still really take her back. So it's still viable. Ben la'achirin. Even if she marries somebody else, where now she cannot go back to still the inu nefesh neder is mufar. That's ben la'atzmo, ben la'achirin. Whether she didn't get remarried to somebody else yet, or she did get remarried to somebody else, the neder is mufar. However, and behem inu nefesh. I mean, just beno lebena le'atzmo mufar. So long as she didn't get remarried, it's still considered beno lebena, because they can get remarried still. And therefore, because she didn't get married to somebody else. However, la'ahirim enu mufar. But once she gets married to somebody else, now there's no beno lebena anymore. Because he cannot ever take her back. Now the neder comes back. So therefore, let's just review what comes out of here. In is a distinct difference between beno lebena and enu nefesh. Inu nefesh is got nothing to do with the guy. It's with the girl. It's on the lady. If I don't care, the neder is mufar after the divorce. Even if she got married to somebody else, but it's on her. It's mufar. It's got nothing to do with the husband, that. It's mufar in all cases. Ben la'atzmo, ben la'ahirin. Even if she went and got married to somebody else. However, in yanim of beno lebena is only going to be when she's still shayach to be beno lebena. When is that? Even after a divorce. Why? Because as long as she didn't get married to somebody else, it's still shayach to be beno lebena. He can take her back. So the nid is going to be mufar. However, once she gets married to somebody else, there's no sheikhut anymore, beno lebena anymore. He can never take her back. Therefore, the neder is going to resurface. And that's the haluk between beno lebena nedarim and inu nefesh. And the Gemara now makes a diyuk. Gemara says, v'hachi ketani. And now we understand the statement. Which statement is that? The statement of our Mishnah. Or the statement of Rabbi Yosef. Elu nedarim shehu mefer. These are the nedarim that he is mefer. Ben la'atzmo uben la'achirim. And which are those? Nedarim sheish b'hem inui nefesh. Very good. Which is when it comes to inui nefesh, ben la'atzmo, when he got divorced, she didn't get married, or whether she got married to somebody else. Now let's get the Ran. V'hachi ketani, I'm just reading the Ran. Ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer ben la'atzmo la'achirim. Tekevet tani mefer stama. Hafara olamit mashma. When it says these are the nedarim, it can be mefer. Mefer is mashma forever, which means it's conclusive. Ben la'atzmo, ben la'achirim, and that is the pshat in the chiduk between these types of nedarim. Baruch Adonai le'olam.